Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Everybody, welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom. We take one word, go through the Bible, find some scriptures about it. Bible says the mouth of two or three witnesses, a thing is established. So today we're doing the word captive, C-A-P-T-I-V-E, captive. It's like we get captive or captured. We're warned in the Bible not to let anybody capture us. And so these are great scriptures today. So we're going to start off in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5. 2 Corinthians 10, 5 says this, New Living Translation. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture the rebellious thoughts. We capture the rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. We start talking about, what do you do as a minister? Well, I'm trying to help people capture the rebellious thoughts and teach them how to obey. Don't think stupid things. Don't think about those things. Think on these things, whatever is lovely, honest, just, praiseworthy, a good report. Think on these things. Don't think on those things. Those things are trying to exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. So capture your rebellious thought. Don't let stupid thoughts bounce you around your head like a ping pong ball on a concrete floor. He said, how do I control my thought life? Get your mouth moving. Your brain will follow your mouth. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Call those things to be not as though they are. Your brain has to follow your mouth. So get your mouth moving. It's real good. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Colossians 2, verse 8. Again, New Living Translation. Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking or from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. Now, it's a real powerful scripture. We'll read it one more time. Don't let people capture you. Well, how are they going to capture you? With empty philosophies, high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this current world, the devil, rather than from Christ. Get Christ's thoughts. Don't get those thoughts. Romans chapter 7, verse 6. Romans 7, 6. New Living Translation. But now we have been released from the law, for we died to it. We are no longer captive to its power. Now we can serve God, not in the old way of obeying the letter of the law, but in the new way of living in the Spirit. Here's what comes, starts to separate the men from the boys. It's a great passage of scripture. The law was good, but it couldn't save us. The law pointed us to Christ. The Old Testament pointed us to the New Testament. People said, you like the Old Testament? I love the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's the Word of God. They go together, though. The New Testament is what we're living under. It's a better covenant with better promises that Jesus said. It's the better covenant. I'm not living under the old covenant anymore. It was good because it pointed me to the new covenant. So I needed it. It was good, but I don't live under it anymore. So he's saying this again in Romans 7, verse 6. For now we've been released from the law. We're not under it anymore. For we died to it. We are no longer captive to its power. You got to take your bulls and your goats down and slaughter the throats 7 days a week. We can now serve God, not in the old way of obeying the letter of the law, but in the new way of living in the Spirit. Man, that's such a powerful scripture. Next one, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. 1 Peter 5, 8, New Living Translation. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for somebody to devour. I used to tell my kids, hey, guys, devil, he doesn't sleep. He's up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What's he looking for? He's looking for taking you out. He's looking to get you to do something stupid. So think on these things. Read your Bible, fellowship of the saints. Watch what you read, what you listen to, what you sing, what you feed on. It controls your life because the devil walks around as a roaring lion. He's looking for somebody to take out. Don't give any place to the devil, Jesus said. Give no place to the devil. Give no place to the devil. Galatians 5:1. Galatians 5:1, New Living Translation. So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure you stay free. And don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. Man, I could preach a whole seminar on this. One verse, Galatians 5:1. So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure you stay free. Don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. Paul dealt with these people. They were going back into the law, trying to do their things the law said. He said, we've been redeemed from the law. Law was good, but we're not under the law anymore. So he dealt with it even in the New Testament. Then Romans 12, verse 2. Romans 12, 2. Don't copy the behavior and the custom of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. How are we going to do? God's going to change the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. God said, listen, don't copy the behavior and custom of the world. Let God transform you into a new person. How are you going to do that? How am I going to change? You got to change the way you think. You got to think on these things, not think on the stupid things. Think on these things. What's that going to do for them? Then you will know God's will for you. Why? I'm thinking God's will. I know God's will because I think God's will. And it's good and it's pleasing and it's perfect. Man, great, great bunch of scriptures being captured. Guys, thanks for listening today. Tune in next time. We're going to go through some more words. God bless, guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.